dwarf galaxy. It would be better if Earth were lifeless as the moon, mused Luna, a young woman who surprisingly exists somewhere in Massachusetts. She has the face of an auteur and the body of a brutalized non-human animal, forced to satisfy the whim of countless generations of brute human sufferers, with names like Schopenhauer, Plato, Aristotle, Kant, to take a few examples off the shelf in front of me. Suffering exists because it does, or so says Luna. From the borrowed Honda Civic she's been sitting in for weeks, composing reckless letters to her favorite teacher, saddled with the body of a fox in the face of Joseph Stalin. The Xmas decorations won't fit beneath the sink. You've been trapped in a meeting since 1833. You need an operation that could leave you paralyzed. You're stuck in a bunker without anything to do while Uncle Joe sits in his office, goat's milk running from his nose across the barren territories he purged of his opponents some 80 years ago. Not that anybody's counting. These are the major subpoints listed under Luna's claim, none of which, her teacher notes, is logically derivable from any of the others. Luna bares her fangs and rolls her eyes a little.